This podcast is not suitable for anybody under the age of 12 or anyone sane for that matter. Please sharpen your knives and light your torches for Sam and Surge.
Hey everyone, thank you for tuning in to Sam and Surge, where we say whatever the hell is on our mind, whether you like it or not.
Making you bust a nut one stroke at a time. I'm Sam.
And I'm Surge. Woman marries dog to get rid of a curse, say what?
And doctors find a baby skeleton trapped in woman's body?
All that and more on Fuckery of the Week. So this is an article from HuffingtonPost.com about a woman that married her dog to get rid of a curse. Never heard of that one, but Mengli Munda, 18-year-old from...
She's just 18.
She's from a small village in Jharkhand, India, and she recently married her stray pooch in order to ward off a curse that her fellow villagers feared would cause the death of any man who married her. I mean, I've heard of arranged marriages, but to get out of them by marrying a dog is kind of extreme.
What kind of dog would you marry?
I would marry...
You're just a disgrace of a fucking human being.
Shut the fuck up. I know, like, the...
You're, like, a 23-year-old boy and don't know, like, types of dogs.
I know some, but I don't know all.
Poodle? That's what you would marry?
I know poodle, Pomeranian, Golden Retriever, Yorkshire Terrier... Doberman, Shih Tzu.
That would be Maltese. You if you were a dog. If you were a dog, it would be a Shih Tzu.
Why? Because I'm a piece of shit?
Yeah, and you're also a little bitch.
So I'd be a female dog?
Yeah.
Okay, so Munda's dad, Sri Amnamnamda.
I think I'd rather marry a cat.
Would you rather marry a cat?
Yeah. I love cats. I love pussy. Yo, that ain't true, boys. Hit me up.
God.
All right, let's go.
Munda's dad, Sri Amnamunda. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying.
That's
her dad found a stray pooch named Sharu.
And thought my daughter should marry it.
I guess so. Made him the groom in a traditional and elaborate Hindu wedding.
I wonder if he wore tux.
I don't know.
I wish there were pics. Someone record this
actually, wedding. There's a video you can find online. It's called Woman Marries Dog in Traditional Ceremony in India. We'll post that on our Facebook page so you can
catch
that.
Okay, well, the dog doesn't have a tux on, but he has a nice little... Like
clown collar.
Like a flower necklace.
And you know how Indians have the Hindu dot? Well, he has like a Hindu
Hindu stripe. Hindu stripe down the middle of his face.
Seriously.
Well, now he's get a good helping of pussy. So he should be well fed soon.
All day, day. Since it's not legally binding, Munda will be free to marry a human male who hopefully won't cat around.
Good, you're funny,
Huffington Post. So what's your story, Sam?
The doctor finds a 38-year-old baby skeleton trapped inside a woman's body.
But wouldn't you think that would be the fetus?
Or is this just a carcass? I'm about to explain this to you.
Okay.
Put your seatbelt on. All right, another name that I'm not going to try to pronounce because it would just come off rude.
Well, Amnamnamda is not bad enough.
Okay, Jyoti Kumar. This lady's 62. And she had a stomach ache. And she went to the doctor complaining of the stomach pains. And so the doctor went ahead and investigated the problem. And they found a 38-year-old baby skeleton. It looks like... Kumar had an ectopic pregnancy when she was just 24 years old. So she's 62 now. That was a while ago, I guess 38 years ago. And what that means is that the egg attached outside of her uterus and the baby didn't survive. And apparently Kumar was too nervous to go through with the surgery to remove it. And so the fetus stayed there, matured, and became a full-sized baby skeleton. I mean, they even got the picture of this baby skeleton. This article's from Cosmopolitan, and they really went all out.
Well, if you're 62 years old, like, I think by now you'd figure out something's not right. This can't be my stomach always fucking bloated.
Okay, but it sounds like she knew about it because it says she was too nervous to go through with the surgery to remove it when she was 24 years old. So how was she confused when she had stomach pains? If I knew I had a 38-year-old skeleton inside of me and I started having stomach pains, I'd be like, must be the skeleton. Like,
so the skeleton's out of the closet.
Skeleton's out of the womb.
So I have a question for you. How would you react if someone farted in your face?
I would be pretty pissed, and I would think it's disgusting. I'd probably give, like, an exaggerated, ew.
Like Jimmy Fallon would say, ew.
No, stop. I love quoting that. Ow.
Well, okay, another Huffington Post original. A South Carolina woman was arrested Monday after allegedly hitting a man she said passed gas in her face. Ooh. So, Jessica... I don't even know how to say her last name, and I don't really care. We have some
difficult names today.
So Jessica told police that 64-year-old Daryl McKnight came home drunk at about 7:45 p.m. and farted on her while she was laying on the couch.
Wow. I mean, if it happened to her, I'm going to laugh. If it happened to me, I'd be pissed.
Well, if it happened to me, if someone farted on my face, I'd be like, ew, that's fucking gross. Ow! Is that how you say it?
Ow! I'm gonna get sued, but you feel
God. So, I mean, I'll be pissed and then I'll like be like, that's so disgusting, and I'll walk away from the scene of the crime and then come back to like
shit on their face. Gotcha!
Seriously.
Ow!
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 Anyways, so an argument ensued that allegedly resulted in McKnight approaching her in a threatening manner. McKnight was taken to a hospital for a swollen eye because she knocked his ass out. So he got pink eye. So he didn't get punched in the eye, he just got pink eye.
Yep, end of story.
End of story. Stay tuned for more fuckery and other clips on another edition of Sam and Surge.
Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for more sassy updates.